Hello to everyone, I'm Brian Kulchik. This is Lachlan Thomas from Melbourne, Australia. And I wanted to submit this recording to Brian Kulchik because this morning something very interesting happened in my part of Melbourne. For several years now, Victoria has been on, or actually I should say the whole of Australia has been on several different levels of water restrictions just due to climate change and global warming and such. Here in Victoria, we are now on, or certainly Melbourne is on, stage 3A water restrictions currently, which means that you are only allowed to water your garden at certain times of the day, you're not allowed to wash your car, and various different things of that. I don't fully understand all the water restrictions because they don't really apply to me, given that I don't own a car or do any gardening. But my mum does. Now, recently my mum decided that she wanted to get a rainwater tank installed in the backyard at her house. This would enable mum to water her garden using an irrigation system that uses... Please excuse the talking alarm clock in the background there. This means that mum can have a rainwater tank in her backyard which collects the rainwater, and she can then water the garden using the rainwater that's stored in the tank. And in a couple of weeks, I understand she's going to have a sprinkler system installed in the backyard. All these clocks. There goes my cuckoo clock. Today, the rainwater tank was delivered to my mum's house, and it was set up in the backyard. Oh, please excuse all these. Now my computer is now. So, this morning, I went around to my mum's house just before 10 a.m., and as I walked down the street, I could see a great big 27,000-litre rainwater tank lying on its side on the nature strip. It was a very, very big tank. It was delivered by a flatbed truck this morning. Then at about, just before 11 a.m, the crane arrived, and the tank had to actually be lifted up from outside the front of the house. In fact, the tank had to be rolled into mum's next-door neighbour's driveway. The crane then lifted the tank up over the house and into the backyard. It was fantastic. I recorded the whole, or most of the event, and I'm going to play that for you very shortly. So, in essence, what happened was the tank had to be roped up and then lifted. A very big rainwater tank, a plastic rainwater tank, but it's a very big tank, and as a result it's very heavy. Too heavy to be, lifted and moved around by a team of men. We had a team of men at the house, the crane operator and the plumbers who were getting the tank into the yard. You'll hear a few people in this recording, or of course myself. You'll also hear the plumbers talking and giving instructions to the crane driver. And you'll also hear my mum and my brother. My little 8-year-old brother was involved in this as well. Mum decided to take him out of school today so that he could watch the tank being installed. And yes, my brother was very excited about that. And mum is taking a lot of pictures with her Canon digital camera. It really was quite exciting. The recording, I'd say, goes for about an hour. It's a bit long-winded and there's not a huge amount of dialogue from me, although there is some. But the sound effects in the background should give some explanation as to what's happening. Given that I have a little bit of usable sight, I was able to get some idea of what was going on, and you also hear my mum and my brother telling me what's happening as well. Now, the recording quality isn't fantastic, as I recorded this on my Sony voice recorder, the Sony ICD-BP220. I don't have the wherewithal to purchase, say, an Edirol R09, and nor do I really have an interest in a device like that, because I very rarely ever need to make high-quality recordings, although if I'm going to be making podcasts for Blind Call Tech, perhaps I should purchase something like that. It's just that here in Australia, at least, the Edirol R09, I think, is about $750, which is a lot of money. So, the recording quality is only going to be as good as this recorder, and I didn't actually monitor the recording, and I don't know why I didn't, because I had my headphones with me. And with this recorder, at least, you can plug your headphones in and monitor your recordings. So I hope you all enjoyed this recording, and my email address if you want to contact me is LachlanT, that's LachLant, at netspace.net.au. And so without any further ado, I'm now going to bring in the recording, and this is a recording of a rainwater tank being installed. Enjoy, and thanks for listening. So they're getting the water tank onto the crane and they're trying to rope the tank up. We had a bit of a near miss earlier when the tank nearly took the fence there. They're trying to
keep an eye on those bales and make sure we don't go anywhere near them. Walk our way this way,
one of the other risks we've got is the crane that's going to lift the tank up is a big 27,000 litre tank. It's right near the path, right near the AC power lines and the phone lines. So they've got to watch out that the tank and the crane doesn't hit the power lines.
No.
It's a plastic tank, but we don't want to... The tank is now being lifted off the ground. And it sounds like it just hit the fence. Liam, look, they're actually lifting the tank up now, look.
Yeah.
So it looks as if they're going to have to actually swing the tank up and then swing it over the house. The tank's now...
We want to
keep
right out of the way.
Oops, sorry, ma'am. So the tank is now fully in the air. It's the whole tank is above the fence. So the tank is practically resting. The whole tank is in mid-air. And it's above the fence. Where are you, ma'am?
Okay, we might get Liam.
Yeah.
Up on the
veranda.
You
Get your email done.
Sure.
Yep. All right, so the tank is now hanging above our driveway.
Oh, God, they just said the tank, right?
Liam. The tank is now hanging above our front yard, and it's... Oh, we better go into the veranda.
Backyard.
So we're now out in the backyard. We better stay over here, I think, Liam, because the tank's going to go over there. I can't see it.
Oh, come over here. It's just that silvery thing there.
I can't... Oh, I can see the crane.
Yeah.
So the tank must be over the front yard now.
There it is.
So they actually are going to swing it over the house. Here it comes. The crane's coming towards us. What do you say you're standing on?
Just the workers' measuring thing that makes, there's a bubble of...
Oh, it's a spirit level.
Yeah, of how flat it is.
Look. We can't actually see the tank yet, but the crane's coming up. So the tank will be on the end of the crane. And it looks like they're going to swing it completely over the house.
Are you saying that into your voice recorder?
Yes.
So is it like the... So you can burn that thing onto the CD?
If I wanted to, yeah.
Are you? Okay.
Probably not at this stage.
When Hamish and you do that, you guys never say it. It's like you're giving a news report.
Hamish?
Yeah. Hamish has got a digital camera of his own. It's got voice recordings on it.
Yeah, a lot of digital cameras have that these days.
Yeah. You guys both sound like you're making a show, like a news report.
Because I'm describing what's going on.
Yeah.
So the tank is probably hanging over the centre of the... I can't quite tell, but it looks like the tank is probably hanging over the centre of the front yard.
Yeah, probably is.
So when it comes over the house, then we'll have to watch out. We probably... It's very warm out here.
About this town.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you.
You'll have to tell him.
Yeah.
Okay, so the tank is over the centre of the front yard, and it looks like...
It looks like they're lifting it right over the house.
They're going to have to. It's the only way they can get it in. What?
Spider on the swing.
Is there?
Yeah. White tail.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute. Oh, you can hear the engines rolling.
Yep, oops. Something hit something.
Oh, you can see the corner over here. Yes, you can see it. You can see the extra tank.
I can. Just over the top of the house. Here it comes. It's coming up now.
I thought it was just like David and Timmy did, but it's actually going to be lifted all over the length of the house.
It looks like it. It's going to go over the top of your bedroom and Mum and Duncan's bedroom.
Yeah, now you're going to say you wish it would smash into my bedroom.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to. You better hop out of the way soon.
Yeah, we'll have to because there's no...
I'm not going to do it now. Oh, you know in those cartoons when it's like people running and they don't see the rake and they stand on it like that? And because they're running, it comes up in their face and goes doing...
No, maybe...
You can see it! You can see it! It's swinging!
So the tank is over the lounge room and it looks like it's coming up over Liam's room and over Mum and Duncan's room.
Not quite. It's just on Liam's room now.
Holy crap! If it dashes, I'm going to kill the guy.
Looks like the wind doesn't pick up.
It shouldn't. Oh look, here it comes!
Can you see it?
Oh,
yeah.
On the full stretch if it's really thin. Get it on the full stretch of its thing, Mum.
Yeah.
So that's the top of the tank.
Yeah, that.
With that
yeah.
With the big hole in it, that's the top of the tank. Yeah, we'll be safer up here.
Yeah. So come back beside me, Lachlan, so that I can.
So, it's hard to judge from my distance, Mum, but it looks like the tank is actually over the top of your bedroom.
It's over Liam's bedroom now.
Liam, come back here. You've got a better view of it over here. Here. Look. Oh, yeah, look, it's now...
Where are the ropes from?
The tank has cleared the top of the house.
All right, you can drag it.
And it's coming up now. It's completely cleared.
It's just sitting on a little bit of tile, but just it should be right if you just drag it.
So the tank is hanging in midair. It's cleared Liam's bedroom, or not quite actually. But.
It would just smash the window or something.
Yeah, it would. It would probably end up in the area where the CDs are if it dropped.
It would. It would. There'd be splinters of CDs everywhere.
There would be. Now the tank is now almost over the carport, and I can see the rope hanging around it. Well, here it comes. It's now coming towards the pogging shed, so it's completely clear of the house. And then now bringing it over. It's over. What would you say? It's over the driveway?
Between the carport and the house now.
The tank is just slowly rotating because they're just positioning
it.
They're
lowering
it. Ah, too. So are they going to have to heave it into it? Are they going to have to heave it the right way up, or is the crane going to do that?
What they're going to do, nothing. You'll have to just watch.
So the tank is now coming down. So, the tank is close to the pogging shed in the carport.
What's what?
Agony.
Watching a 27,000-litre tank suspended. Don't you reckon that's a good description of agony?
Not for me.
It's a bit exciting here.
Yes. So the tank, it looks like it's tilting slightly, actually.
Is agony not the word for anger?
No, agony is very severe pain. Really severe pain. Oh, what have I done to my... Oh dear.
What?
Oh, a little plastic bit was coming out of my headband. I pushed it back in. Just the way these headbands are assembled.
Gavin, the garden beds there can be flattened if they need to.
So the tank is going to go between the pogging shed and the swing. The area has all been flattened and laid out and what have you. But they're going to try and bring the tank down next to the pogging shed, so it's going to be within range of the... It's not going to be behind the swings or anything where it's likely to cause havoc. But it's going to go right next to the pogging shed, which is... Oh, about a metre from the swing? Liam, how far away would you say the pogging shed is from the swing?
Well, my hand, that is about a metre,
I'd say. So a bit...
It's about, say, 2 metres.
Yeah, okay, about a metre, 2 metres, maybe even three. So the tank will be about a metre and a half, maybe 2 metres away from the swing. The tank is now just over. I used to do that all the time, Liam. They're turning the tank around.
Well, actually, Drake would need to help them.
Oh,
is it words on it?
Yeah.
But I thought it was plastic, I mean.
You can be quiet, you could pull it and have a bit of fun.
So they're lowering the tank down between the space and the car, between the space between the space between the carport and the house. Come up here. You get the best view of it up here, Liam.
Oh yeah.
It's also a lot safer than being down there because you don't want to be under the tank. So, the tank is still being lowered. I don't know if they're going to roll the tank in. Whoops! The tank, probably, or the crane. They're bringing the tank down in the concrete area between the carport and the house. It's coming down on its side. The tank has come down on its side. It's still attached to the crane. It's not quite on the ground yet. But I don't know. It's a great big long crane. It's out in the front part of our driveway and it's practically lifted the tank over the house. But I wonder if they're going to roll the tank into the yard. If so, are they going to have enough space to get it in because Mum has cut an opening. Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
There's a whole lot of pots and pans in the way of them, so just go ahead of that pot. Now turn to your right. Between those two pots.
So the tank. It's actually outside our dining room window. And I don't know what they're doing, but... So the tank is still roped up. But it looks like they're actually unfastening the ropes. So the tank is on its side.
Don't be away from this,
sorry. And it's coming this way.
I don't know how they're going to get it into the backyard.
Me either.
Because they won't...
It's actually snapping us.
Well, it's not...
Lean against the house here.
Well, it's not that they'll snap the tank, Lean. It's just that they can't roll up the stairs.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you could, but you couldn't without snapping us or scratching it or damaging it.
Yeah, you probably would or crush the bricks, more likely.
Or the bricks would, like...
Scrape the tank.
Yeah, they'll do that, and then once it's filled up, it'll start to leak or something.
Okay, and when they are ready to move it, they need to come back out again.
Why?
Because we need to be away. If anything happens and the tank comes through and smashes the window, it would be just sort of... Well, when they get set up for the next part, they're ready to move, we'll move that side again.
Yeah. So what are they doing now?
I'm moving here because I...
So they're going to move the... So the tank is... outside. They're going to move the crane and then probably try and lift the tank again. I assume they'll be lifting the tank. And I've got some flower pots to deal with. So the tank has, the crane has been completely detached from the tank.
Over the boat. I'll give you my numbers, 0419 553 996. Thank you. Cheers.
Ali, Ali. So I don't think it would be wise to play in the swing when they actually bring the tank up here.
No. I probably have to be up near the trip shed.
Yes.
I think probably so. All have to be all there.
Where?
Over near the tree.
We'd be safer up near the trip shed, actually.
It would be safe over there, then.
Over
here?
Yeah, actually, you're probably right. Yeah. Yeah, you are. This is unless we're far away from the tank if it gets dropped or something. I don't quite know where they're going to put the crane, but they're obviously moving it. Sounds like it's coming up the driveway.
I actually think it is, so they can lift it up higher and around.
Yeah, they're going to have to. What's happening, Mum?
Just waiting for the crane driver to move the crane.
Yes, it is.
So I'm going to go out the front and test the crane moved.
Can I come?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What were you going to say, Mum? Oh. That's what I'm doing. I don't know what... So we can't get out through the side door because the crane's in the way of the side door. The tank is right near where the side door is.
Right on the side door.
Practically, yes.
Oh, look, there's the back of it. It's moving up the driveway.
So the crane has now moved from the front of our driveway up past the fence. And it's now being repositioned.
Mama,
that's all right. The crane's putting off a lot of dust and stuff. So they're having to very slowly and very carefully drive the train up into our driveway, and we don't have a terribly wide driveway. Well, I suppose it's wide enough, but it's not designed for this kind of work. They're also going to contend with all the trees. We've obviously encountered a tree that might need to be cut back. Before the crane can get through. I wouldn't sit up there if I were you, Liam. Might fall into the garden. Is producing them. Oh, there's a lot of dust and stuff coming up from the crane, a lot of smoke and stuff because of its engine. I'm going back outside to the backyard, Liam.
Okay, you can go. Okay. Yep, it's because it's coming through.
Yep. So the crane is now. We could see, if the window near the, above the couch was lower enough, then we could see the crane. We can't really see the crane through that LED light window. However...
There.
Yeah, there's one of the lights. You can just see it.
Oh, that is the closest view of the crane we'll ever get to.
So, what's actually happening here is we're in our little dining, or what would normally be used as a dining area. And the crane is right outside the window.
We'll say study, because this is like a study.
Yeah, well, this is a study area, sort of. And there's a warning light flashing.
Right in our eyes.
Yes, it's extremely bright.
Yeah, they won't look at that straight. And if you go over here, here it is again. Oh, they're just chopping down branches so that, oh, look, they're on the thing and it's going up.
Because they need to get to the branch to chop it down.
Yeah, so... Oh, God, that would be fun.
The crane's actually lifting up. The front of the crane, at least, is lifting up.
I'm going to the other room.
You won't see it in there, Liam.
Yeah, no, we'll see it. I'm going to...
Trim the branches. I'm
going to
take another photo.
Mom, that is so close. That's the closest floor I can get. I really do wish.
Careful, Liam. So they've actually.
I see it.
It should. So the crane is actually being elevated so they can cut the trees back. Pardon? I'm just trying to make it. No, I'm going to go back in.
Yes,
I'm
going to go back out the backyard.
Yeah.
Now they're going to start moving the crane.
I'm going to go back in the front way.
Sorry?
No,
I'm now going to go back up.
Hey. Liam, I'm not going to speak to Brian called Tech.
You have. Good.
Once we've done this, when I get home, I'm going to post this up to Brian called Tech. I think.
Why?
Because I want to. So we're now back out in the yard. Whoops. And we're now going back up to the very back of the yard where the chalk shed is.
And people are climbing onto the roof of our carport.
I can't see them from here.
Well, if you just stand up there, you'll see the people. They're climbing up.
Onto the carport.
Yeah.
You'd better stay up here now, Liam, I think.
Until it comes in. Until it goes in.
Yes, but just be ready to get off the swing when they start lifting it.
Can you see them now? On the broom?
I can see them up on the rooftop, yeah, or one of them. Just got to cut all the trees back. So, careful. Oh, Liam, you're a stuntman. My brother's doing some interesting stunts on the swing. Everything I used to do.
Yep.
Oh, I see what you're doing, Liam. You're holding on to both swings.
Yes, I can see them in circles. See?
Do you remember I once did that when you were on that swing?
Oh, yeah, we held each other. You went, ow! Around in circles. You know that's an ow?
Why?
Because when I swung around, my foot hit that pole.
I heard it, Liam. Be careful.
Look, the pig's about to squash me. Hi. Uh-oh, I'm dead.
So they're now cutting back some of the trees.
I'm really about to fall. Soon. Am I alive?
I don't know, Liam.
Yeah.
How many pictures have you got?
Oh, hundreds of them. That I can, you know, cut out every second or third one once I see what they look like.
Yeah.
They're going to, I mean, it's a very
exciting
moment.
It is, it's
serious. I'm going to
make up
the swing.
So they've got to cut back all the trees. How much are they coming back, do you know?
Auckland. I've got all of the tree on our side of the block, anyway.
They'll have to. I mean, that's a fairly big crane they've got.
It'll stop the possums
from
the roof.
Williams, mother!
Which is
Williams.
What you want.
Yeah. Stop all expected to get it done.
Mum!
Quite.
Mum!
Tree surgeons.
Mum!
Yeah.
It's a bit like casting now.
Mum!
Butcher will make you a jumper.
Yeah. But the thing is the only way they're going to get the tank in.
I know. I'm still not sure how actually they're going to do it. But
well, because they'll have to, because the tank's inverted on its side, they're going to have to flip the tank up so it's right side up and then put it down.
Yeah.
Well, Mum! Mum!
That can only be done in the spot that it's going to be.
Yeah.
Well!
So, yeah, you might want to take that pole up too, Mum.
What's that?
The pole thing you had in the ground. Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Mum?
Yeah?
Can you take one from the bush
so that you... No, we're just going to leave it all up to them now, then. We're just going to stay right out of it.
Okay. I'm going to do some more stuff. I don't know if people are my favourite.
So, I don't quite... I'm not quite sure what's happening. They're probably just getting the tank positioned. I'm going to pause this while we wait until it happens. Okay, I think they're lifting the crane up again. Something's happening.
Jump out there, Randy. Make sure he can see you. Okay, Randy, you
so they've had to do a fair bit of... Oh, the crane's coming up. Here it comes.
Richo!
I'm surprised they don't use walkie-talkies.
Hook the rope onto the hook. Jump up with the crane and hook the tank up.
So the crane's been lifted up and they're going to hook the rope back onto the crane so they can lift the tank. Okay, the crane is now right up, or almost right up. Yeah, nice handy work with the pole there, Liam. But you better get off the swing.
Why?
Look.
Don't lift it up, not lifting yet. They're going up, that means they're lifting up.
Yes. Okay, they're lifting the crane up now.
What's the crane machine?
What is it, Liam?
You said the crane.
Can you come towards the backyard more?
Yep. So the
backyard.
Liam, you might want to come over here now.
Yeah, Mum, should I?
Okay, so the tank is now being lifted. It's out near the... It's still out next to the house. It's now coming up past Liam's bedroom and past Mum and Duncan's bedroom. Not quite there yet, but it's almost there. I just hope the side of the crane doesn't tap the side of the house. Doesn't look like it's going to. So the bottom of the crane is now, or what I assume is the bottom of the crane, is actually facing towards us. It's now coming up.
Yeah, the bottom of the tank is now facing us.
And it's... Is it just me, Mum, or is the crane, is the tank tilting a little bit?
Yeah, it's swinging. They've got a guy rope on it to try to steady it. One of them's holding onto it, but it's still got a bit of movement in it.
The wind probably isn't really helping, although the wind's not really that strong.
Lucky.
Yeah, so else the tank would be swinging madly.
And it would smash the side of the house.
More than likely, yes. Okay, so the tank is now...
Just like a centimetre over the carport. Now it's over the carport.
So the tank is now, as Liam said, over the carport. And it's being lifted higher and higher. It's very slow work, this, because it's precision work. So then now, look, and I can see that, yes, one of the guys is down on the ground with a guy rope. Yeah, come up here with me. On the ground with a guy rope, trying to steady the tank and stop it from tilting and swinging. So the tank, I see what they're going to do. They're going to bring the tank and they're going to pull the guy rope around towards the area the tank is going to be installed. The tank is still being lifted and positioned. And the tank is going up. It's up high above the ground, and it's probably how far would you say the tank is away from the top of the carport, Mum?
It's got up about 3 or 4 metres, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A metre. Now it's a metre.
So the tank's probably up about 3 or 4 metres from there. From the top of the carport, and it's still going up, so now it's probably up to about 5 metres now. Yeah, Liam, you might want to stay out of the area of the swing because the tank's going to be going down there very shortly, I think. So the tank is now being lifted higher and higher, and it's coming towards us.
Stay there for about 10 metres.
Probably almost, yeah. Very long guy rope they're using. Liam!
That looks freaky.
I know. Which is why I'm beginning to wonder whether we should perhaps be either near to... The tank is very high up now. It's high above the carpool, high above the ground. It's sort of up near the top of the house.
It's the warning light. The warning siren's going on.
Was that a warning siren?
Yeah, I think so. Like when it gets, you know, let's say about 10 metres off the ground, the warning siren starts.
Possibly. It sounded more like some sort of air brake or something. Or some sort of... Actually, you know what it probably is?
What?
It's a hydraulic lift. That's probably what it was.
Can you just come over this way a little bit?
My mum is now dragging a pot plant over the one, and this whole time she's been taking pictures with her Canon digital camera.
Straight down on what?
The victim.
In the area where the...
Oh, mum!
There's nothing in the veggie garden. The poppies will regrow.
No, that's like a red one. The purple one. Yeah.
Okay, so they're actually bringing the tank down in the center of the garden in the vegetable patch. There aren't too many vegetables in it, but I think that's what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to then get the tank across to the... Yep, it's now coming down.
The guy rope's still attached.
Mum's now taking pictures from behind the swings. So the tank is suspended above our yard. On a very big crane. You might just be able to hear the sound of the motor. Okay. But be careful. So they're actually bringing the tank down in the centre of the backyard. It's coming down. Coming down. And the tank is now on the ground, just on the edge of the... Oh, actually, no, it's in the centre of the vegetable patch, just about. It's still on its side, though. So it actually looks to me as if the crane has detached itself from... The crane has... So the tank is now down in the yard. So the tank is now completely detached from the crane, I think. Have they detached the tank from the crane yet, Mum? So... So... Tank is now in the center of the yard. And I'm going to pause this because
Dana has to drill a hole in the side of the tank and up the top and somehow put hook the... There's a hole on one side for the overflow. They're going to put a little hole in the other side and so they can hook the claws of the crane on either side of the tank and then so it will be flat when they lift it and that way they can put it into position. Does that make sense?
It kind of does, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to flip it onto its bottom and then hook the tank up, hook the crane up either side of the tank. Lift it straight up again. Straight in.
And how are they going to flatten it down?
Just tip it, I think.
Okay. They've now got a little power drill, and they're going to be drilling...
Oh, maybe into the top they're going to drill. I don't know.
Into either the top or the side of the tank. So they can attach the claw to the tank and get the tank into the right position. Looks like they're rolling the tank a little bit. So they're going to have to get the tank into the right position and invert it so that it's the top of the tank is pointing upwards. I hate that noise. I've never had experience with a dental drill, Mum. I'm lucky. You may have heard the sound of the drill as it went into the tank. It reverberates. If the tank is completely empty, it's a big plastic tank. It's a 27,000 liter plastic tank that they're putting in. So they're actually now drilling a hole into the tank. You may hear the drill. I don't know if you can tell or not, but the sand is reverberating through the tank, through the plastic tank. I don't know whether I don't know how often they have to do things like that, but it's going to be the only way, it looks like, that they can actually invert the tank so it's the right way up and put it down in the place where it needs to go. Mum and Liam are doing some interesting stunts on the swings. Okay, so they're rolling the tank around a little bit. Have you ever thought of doing gymnastics, Liam? Where's the camera?
I've got it.
Mum, when they're all near the rest, take a video.
Alrighty.
So, so they're getting the crane ready. They're gonna put the
kid.
They're getting the hooks on the crane into the tank where they had to drill the hole in. And the tank is now being... I see. So the tank is now being inverted so its flat side is down. And well, Bernkel Techless, listen, you may have just heard that. That was the tank tipping down, flat now, and it's giving the chooks a bit of a fright. So the tank is now flat, the way it's going to be, and now...
Alright, you're taking some photo frames. It's alright.
The crane is going to lift the tank, and it's actually going quite... up it goes. The tank is now being lifted up. It's now the right way up, and it's now being lifted up. Up it goes. It's now high up in the air, and it's not quite flat, but that's just a small price left to pay. So the tank is now being lifted up, and it's now being moved towards the potting shed. And here it goes now. But
no,
so. You got a good shot of it up here, Liam. So the tank is now being positioned. So they've got the tank over the area where it needs to go, but they just need to. Okay, so you may have heard the workmen talking. They're going to bring the tank down there. And it's coming down. I don't know how much wind this microphone's picking up. I'm not monitoring the recording. Well, I should be, because I've got my headphones with me, but they're not plugged into the voice recorder. So the tank is now tank is now hovering in midair. And it sounds as if they're having to cut back a bit of tree there to get it down.
Going to come down slowly.
And so the tank is now coming down past the trees and past the swing. So this is very precision work, this. Oh, the tank just hit the fence.
You want me to take that branch off?
So the tank must have hit the fence a little bit, and it's now they're going to take a few branches out just to get it down.
And the tank is dangling about, say, 15 metres under it, so about 5 metres off the ground.
Well, that was not a very nice noise.
The tree is bending.
You can hear my brother talking on the phone.
Sandy, come over here, mate.
Yep.
Down.
Take
it down.
Yep.
Okay, so they're going to bring the tank down. And it's coming down along an angle, but.
No, hold it, up. Don't be behind there, Randy, and push it off the fence.
So what's happening is the tank is leaning against the fence, and it's rubbing up against the fence.
Andy, where are you?
He's right. He's getting there.
Hang on.
Now.
Go. To the top again, slowly. You okay, Rico?
Yeah, you're right. Just slowly, that's all.
You're going to take it off there, so let it straighten up and bring it to the fence.
Yeah,
I think the tree will be okay, Liam, don't worry. So the tank is in the position where it needs to be, but it's just being lowered down, and the complication is Liam, come back here. The complication is that they're trying to get in.
Pump out there, Richard.
So if we're trying to get the tank positioned correctly, it's positioned, but they're still trying to lower the thing down. So now it's coming down again.
Keep coming.
And wow. So it looks like the tank is actually in position. So is the tank actually in position yet, Mum?
Yes.
So the tank is now down. They're going to have to then do all the plumbing and stuff, and I don't know if they'll do any of that today or not. Mum's in position, but they'll have to come back out later and do that. I don't think they do that today, but now the tank is positioned. And it's now on the ground. And I think they're now just untying. They're just untying the boom. So they've untied the crane and something's happening. I think the crane's going up now. Yep, the crane's going up, and it's completely clear of the tank. The tank is now positioned. Now they're just getting the crane away and bringing it down. So they're just folding the rope back down onto the crane, and now the crane is descending. So that was a lot of precision work going on there, and it takes time to do these things. So that's that. That's the art of installing a 27,000 litre rainwater tank. So what the idea behind this tank is that it will collect the rainwater, because it's all going to be plumbed up to the dam pipes from the house, and it will provide a way for Mum to water the garden without using household water. So that's the end of this recording. I'm going to stop it now, because I don't know what more is going to be happening. We'll stop here. Thanks for listening. Just one final thing. So here's, I'm right up next to the big tank now. Here's the tank. You may hear me knocking on it. And I don't know if you can hear them or not, but the tank is completely hollow. There's nothing in it. It's a big plastic tank made of very strong plastic.
The glass is putting the filter on.
Okay. And they're putting a filter on the tank.
Up the top.
One of the workmen's on the top of the tank putting a filter, I assume it's to stop dust and leaves and things from getting into the tank. Okay. I don't know if they do the plumbing on it today, Liam. I don't think they will.
No.
Take them a few days to get the plumbing and stuff done. Alright, that's the end of this recording, so thanks very much for listening.